And at this time in our fall sports preview, we are visiting now with the first-year head coach of Sandhill Setford Volleyball, and that's Adam Kuntz, who takes over as head coach this year. Coach, thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us. I'm sure you, like many others, have felt like maybe the summers went fast, but I'm sure that you've been excited to get into the gym and get started working.
Yeah, summer did go faster, especially considering a new job and a move to get all situated out here in Setford, but it's been great. And the few times that the girls and I were able to get together over the summer and kind of just work a few pieces out before season started has been great. But this first week and a half of practice has been pretty focused, and I'm really happy with how the girls are approaching this season and the goals they have set for themselves.
Coach, if you would, just give us a little background on you, maybe talk about your family a little bit, your journey up to this point, and then what led you to this opportunity at Thetford High School.
Yeah, so I've been a teacher and coach for 13 years. The last 3 years I stepped away from education and coaching, but realized that I had missed it quite a bit. So I began taking my classes for administration last July through the University of Nebraska, Omaha, and was able to get enough classes completed to get my certificate to be a principal. So I'm actually the principal at Thetford Public Schools, and then was able to also find a way to get back into volleyball as well. And I'm really happy that the co-op has extended that offer to me. And like I said, I feel like we've got a really great group of girls, a good supportive community, and a successful co-op that's lasted for, I think, 17 years now. So I'm glad to be part of it. I'm out here by myself, but my mom and dad and I are from Genoa, and that's where I grew up in Genoa, Nebraska, graduated from Twin River High School in 2006, and I've just kind of coached a couple of different high schools around the state of Nebraska, along with a couple of years of college volleyball. So definitely in the background, my mom was a coach as a youngster, and I think that's kind of how I picked it up, and I just continued to roll with it. So it's a good way to start the school year. I'd rather be busy than not. So
yeah.
New principal and head volleyball is keeping my plate full.
I'm sure it is. Well, it's great having you in the area. You've kind of touched on this already, Coach, but I'm sure one of the main objectives was just getting to know your players, them getting to know you and your expectations. How has that transition period went so far?
Really good. Learning the co-op and all the logistics that go into it is quite impressive. These kids and their families give a lot of effort and time for them to be part of a team. So between traveling for practice to Dunning or to Thetford and vice versa, kids are always on the road and they're staying organized and they do a lot just to be part of a team. So that's been the most impressive thing. With a really strong foundation from last year's squad already in place, we've just kind of been working on ball handling and making sure that we're in system as much as possible. And giving ourselves opportunities to use our offensive threats, because I've got a nice selection in the gym this year with heavy arms and athleticism.
Well, to kind of build on that, Coach, is that kind of the area you feel is the strength of the team? And then maybe talk about an area you're looking at that says, hey, maybe we need to build on this as the season goes along.
Yeah, in my opinion, the area of focus is always going to be serving and passing. That's the name of the game. And so we've ball handled a lot this last week and a half. So the girls don't question it. They understand how important it is. And now we're starting to break into our transition and six-on-six stuff. So it's a fun, exciting time. And I'm really happy that they've realized how important the ball handling and passing is for us. So that'll be our focus always, just to remain aggressive from the service line, and to make sure that we're giving ourselves the best opportunity to be successful. Yeah, I think a couple of our natural strengths are, our offense and our athleticism. We've got girls who can jump, and they've got the fast arms. We just got to make sure that we're always putting the ball in a good position to where we can use those athletic girls up above the net.
Coach, I know you're still getting to know the girls in the team, but I know leadership is always important from the team itself. As you've watched that develop, you're continuing to get to know the team. What do you think the leadership style as a whole of the team is this year? Is it vocal? Is it work ethic? Is it lead by an example? Or maybe a combination thereof?
Yeah, just a little of everything. That's a great question. We've got our two seniors this year, Whitley Rasmussen and Lainey Dahlberg, who are also our team captains that were voted on by the team. And we went through a process this year where they had to fill out an application and kind of say what they were willing to do and their goals for the team and why they would be a good team captain, and they actually voted on those ballots without names. And so it just so happened that our two seniors came out as the winners of that, and it's very fitting. But I also like the fact that there were six people who applied to be team captains, and everything that they said was then visible for the team. So there's a lot of girls who have high aspirations and are willing to work hard and put the team first. So definitely by example, because like I said, athleticism always speaks, and it's nice to have that in the gym. But we've also got some real mature kids with high goals that help keep practices focused and moving in the right direction.
Coach, a final question. I assume maybe you have some help. Do you have some assistants working with you this year?
Yeah, Coach Ray was the assistant last year for the team, so it's nice to have that consistent face on the staff with a head coach change. But she has been great. So she's also one of the athletic directors for the co-op at Thetford, and so she's been really heavy on the logistics of travel and getting kids on bus to go to practice and to and from. So she's been great help, and like I said, we're starting to bounce ideas off of each other here as we get closer to game time and needing to figure out lineups and rotations of who's going to come off the bench and what skills we can use the most beneficial for our program. So, yeah, Coach Ray, she's been a great help so far getting started here at Sandhill Thetford.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. Excited to get to meet you in person, but thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us by phone, and we wish you and the Sandhill Thetford volleyball team the best in 2025.
Thank you so much.
Coach Adam Kuntz joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.